Welcome to Argue Brothers, the podcast that gives you multiple perspectives on today's hottest topics. Whether you're young or old, you'll want to hear what the Argue Brothers have to say because you might learn a few things. So open up your mind to the fresh perspective that's coming your way right now.
Holy shit.
And welcome to the first episode of Argue Bros, where you got co-host Fred in progress and you, me, Nico Penguin. What's happening?
I'm progressively scared. Bro, that voice came in hot, bro. I was like, well, hello, I am now recording.
Well, I'm
like,
okay, I am glad you are here. We will be joined later on in the second half of the show by Jess Freeman. For now, it is just your co-host, Nico Penguin. Now, I'm going to talk about what the rules are, and there pretty much are barely any rules, right, Fred?
Yeah, not many. Just opposing sides, I guess.
Yeah, it's like we're just going to be discussing, you know, friendly banter, like as if you were, you know, at the barbershop and stuff like that, except the difference is we didn't really go to the barbershop. We were just really arguing, like playing video games and stuff like that. So it's like a lot of arguments like that. But now it's going to be just simply recorded to share with people, and hopefully you guys like the content, and you know, maybe a couple of you guys might give us some inspiration for ideas that we can argue about, and maybe you guys might even join in or two. What do you think, Fred?
Yeah, I'll be nice, like little kind of like debate kind of crap. I'll be cool.
All right, so what topic do we got today?
Enlighten me.
All right, so the topic that I have planned for today is Nike versus Adidas. When you think about, you know, the swag of these companies, and you think about which one is better, which of these companies is a better company? Well, what shoes are better? What clothing are you more proud of wearing? What clothing do you own more of? Whose athletes do you lean more towards? You know, do you go more towards LeBron's, MJ's, Kobe's, Ronaldo's, or more towards like Messi, Damian, Harden? What do you think, Fred? What's your stance?
I'm definitely just a Nike fanboy. I like this. I like the check. I like the check mark. I like the check mark, man. Because when you just know more about Nike, man. Like in general, it's just like Coca-Cola and Sprite and Pepsi.
I feel like Adidas is, even though Adidas is
under the radar cool. Nike's like the star. Nike's like the star in the sky, and like Adidas is more like.
I feel like sometimes Adidas is like right there on the verge of just overtaking, because Nike has gotten soft. They've gotten complacent. You know, like look at all these shoes that Damian Lillard, James Harden have been putting out. Look at how Messi's outperforming like crazy. You know, like they're doing all these crazy eccentric things to try to overtake the market, overtake the styling, overtake with the technology, because they're so innovative with the things that they're starting to bring to the table. And I feel like Nike is kind of lacking in that sense for a bit.
It's going to be hard to overcome the Apple of shoes. Like when people think athlete shoes and sports shoes, the Apple of shoes, like the Apple product of shoes is the Nike. Like when people think of sports shoes, people think Nike first.
Apple of shoes. Wow.
It's going to be tough. They have such an illustrious legacy. Just like immaculate shoes, bro. Like I'm not a super shoe boy, but I just know Nike is fire.
Dang. I don't know. Like I'm not a big fanboy.
You just know you're not going to go wrong with a lot of Nike. Adidas is not really known for the shoes as much. Not until recently.
Yeah, because like right now,
man,
like
the quality of sports gear and stuff is really good, though.
Man, I was balling the other day and my Nike shoes, man, they ain't give me traction, bro. Like I was slipping and sliding left and right. I was like, yo, what's going on? And then I put on some Dames, you know what I'm saying? And I went to work, bro. Like I'm telling you, like Adidas just, they got that thing. You know what I'm saying? Like think about it. Like if you go to a shoe store, you want to make sure that you look at the price tag when you buy some stuff, because Nike is overly priced, bro. Tell me not, right?
I mean, it depends. They're not overly priced. Just you shouldn't buy them in store.
Because
look online. You can touch the entire world online. You only can look at one store with your two eyes, bro. Trust me.
Yo, think about it, man. Adidas is affordable. They're
not from experience.
They're geared more like, this is what I'm talking about. Like Nike is good. Yeah, they're the Apple, did the cream of the crop and whatnot, but they got that premium price tag associated with it. Tell me not. And you you've been a victim of that. Instead of going to the new kid on the block that's trying to get your business, that's trying to let you know, hey, I value you. You know, I'm really affordable and stuff like that. No, you go to the one that's experienced.
Might as well get some Shaq shoes from Walmart. Get out of here. No disrespect, though. That's respect, but no disrespect.
Oh man, dude. No, like, think about it. You know, you want something that's value, it's good, and it's geared towards you, not something that, yeah, it might work every time, but you have to pay an arm and a leg for it. It's like, ooh, this is gonna put a dent in my pocket, man. Like, man.
Yeah, that's why you wear them 2 out of 3 times a week.
Yeah, like those are the Nike stuff, like that. You can't wear those all the time. You gotta put those in a little closet. You know, you gotta take care of it, because if you wear it, if you get some little mayonnaise on it, that ain't gonna come off right away.
Plus, I want to throw another reason, not just because of their clothing and such, but also because of their branding choices and their how good they are at managing who they have on the roster. They be choosing winners. Now, like, I will admit, like, they had some slip-ups, like choosing people on the roster,
like, for example, champion, like, caliber.
Yeah, like, they had Kobe, they had Michael Jordan, obviously. They got the Serena. They choose top tier talent, and they don't miss. The people who represent Nike don't miss.
I feel like with Nike that you gotta earn that. I don't feel like they recruited it. I feel like you earned that. Like, once you a champion, or once you recognize that you got that factor.
Nike is illustrious. That's why people look. They know Nike. They know Nike over Adidas. That's why I said Adidas is like that nice shadow underbelly that goes under the radar, but has quality material.
Yeah, I feel like that's why Adidas is such that dogged, like, shadow. That's that underdog that's capable of overtaking if Nike just stays doormat. Because look what happens when, never forget though,
you got UA with a little 3-point, looking for a 3-point shot from behind the arc.
they're coming for that market space. They're coming for that swag. You know what I'm saying?
Never forget the little one. Just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, they're coming for all that. They're trying to get all that money. They're trying to make sure that it's not just two people in the market space. They're seeing that there's room for and same with Puma. Puma signed LaMelo Ball. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Michael Porter Jr. They signed almost pretty much the next generation of stars. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody know that LaMelo Ball is going to be the next superstar in the NBA, right next to Zion Williamson. They're going to be battling, you know, with Trae Young and Luka Doncic. Like, and you know, so it's like, you know, you're looking at everybody on both sides. Like, Trae Young, he got Adidas on. You know, he let that thing fly. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. LaMelo got that Puma gear. You know, questionable, but that means that he's going to be, you know, the head or the face of Puma, just like Steph Curry is with the Under Armour.
Oh, yeah. I mean, deservedly so, obviously.
You think he deserves to be the face of LaMelo?
I mean, the way he's playing and then the way he's prospected to play, I mean, yeah.
Would you have given him that shot before he would have played like that in the NBA, just off of his Australian debut?
I mean, I think he was doing pretty good work out there in the EU too, before he came back.
Oh, heck yeah, man.
I think he should have been at least offered 2/3 of the kind of offers that Zion was getting offered before he started playing.
Yeah, it's kind of sad though, because he had, like, everybody, like, all his brothers were saying,
he just,
like,
had skills.
He had the most skill, the most mindset
to go at it.
And it's like almost when he plays, he enters into the zone, like, just, I'm having fun. This is not the hardest level of competition or the easiest. This is just the perfect level where I can do this for hours on end and I don't even, like, break a sweat type thing. And I feel like that's why he's always dominated and been the best player in his team for, like, years on end. It's like that mindset of just, like, staying focused, even if it's, you know, chugging up bricks. He has that mindset because at some point it's just gonna start clicking. And obviously it just started clicking. It's like if you don't chuck up 1,000 shots, you don't know what you're gonna fix with your shot. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, having that as a pretty dope mindset, it's like you keep doing it and all his trainers that are around him, you know, they're all setting him up, you know, to have that success. But, you know, we deviated greatly from Nike and Adidas, but, you know, it just goes to show that there's so much talent in the shoe game and the branding, because they take it outside of just shoes, because they bring the clothing into it and they bring all this pretty dope, like, you know, who are they as an individual. But you got anything else to add?
No, I think that they're both in the position they should be in for right now. Like, it's going to take a lot to take down Nike, because all Nike has to do is just stay Nike. They have to keep releasing the same shoes, keep with the same hype. They already got a really great roster and they lock them down for long periods of time. Like, their long deal with LeBron and such. They don't have much to worry about. about.
I totally forgot about that. They be doing lifelong deals like that.
Yeah, so they don't really got too much to worry about. I'm like, it's going to take a lot to take them down because they make money when their stars do well and they get the right stars so they can make a bunch of money because their shoes sell because of the stars. So they don't really have to do too much. That's why like they don't have to invest too much into
the intentions already on them all the time.
So that's why I'm saying it's going to take a lot for another company of that stature to take down Nike without.
But that would mean
that's why you got to, it's like a racehorse kind of thing. You got to choose the right stars to invest in so that they become the face and brands because your brands are sold based off of that.
So it's an investment war like that. So yeah.
That's why the money matters.
So that's why these companies be investing, you know, quote unquote, into these athletes to see which of these
earlier and earlier. That's why there are laws against because they're trying because if they pick right, like a lotto, just like with LeBron at 18, they locked him down. They hit the lotto with that man. They made billions off him.
Oh yeah, because then it's just like an investment company. It's like you're buying like 1,000 shares at point.
You're buying him. You're buying his face. You're buying his career. You're buying all that.
Yeah, and then the moment he wins that championship, or the moment he gets drafted,
infatuated in him, and so they want to buy material of him. And so what is it? His shoe brand. Yeah, you're buying him. That's what it is.
Yeah, I never saw it like that.
That's why I say like the sports company is such. It's literally like kind of like a racehorse kind of thing where you're trying to get in early on who's going to be the best outcome, who's going to have the best vision. Not always the best player. It's who's going to draw the most attention.
That's so true. And LaMelo's been able to do that. It's almost like,
and that's why I say LaMelo's going to be a great face because he has a great mystique, or he already has the how he
pull.
Plays. It's kind of fun and everything.
He has that pull.
That's why they Curry's the underdog, but he's great because he has such a great aura. Like everyone wants to shoot like Curry.
Yeah, it's like they can't afford not to play him. Like there's so much money riding when he gets played. One, just like Luka, you know, there's so much ride. Mm-hmm. There's so much money. One, and then two, it's like he's actually good. So it's like you put that, you know, just like LeBron, you put two and two together. You know, you put people that are capable of drawing a crowd. One, and LaMelo Ball, Luka Doncic, LeBron James, Zion Williamson, and they can actually play basketball and dominate. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy. It's easy pickings for the companies to, you know, but that's a long bet too, because, you know, look at Greg Oden and look at all these individuals that just didn't perform up to par.
That's why I say Nike is amazing because they don't miss and they deserve that respect. Now they only have to go for vetted shots. Now they don't have to go out in the blind to find top talent now, because the top talent comes to them and they get the finest pickings. So again, Nike didn't have to do too much. They don't have to do too much recruiting money and all that kind of stuff. Now say an Adidas, say a Puma, say an Under Armour, they got to go out there and work. They got to go out there and work real hard to pull these players in that Nike would come easily.
They got
to
be lucrative. They got to be like, hey, you can be the next MJ.
That's why you can't look at it. Nike versus you got to look at Nike versus the rest of them.
Dang, I didn't even see it like that.
Very true. Very dominant true.
Like that.
Like they have the easiest job ever, because the people who they want them, and so they get to play to the rules of whatever they want to give them.
They're the all stars. Yeah,
exactly. They have the list. They have the pedigree. They have everything. Unless you're like a godlike talent like Zion or LeBron James, you don't get to like negotiate as much as you think you do and such. Just like with the 30 teams, if you go play in a lower end city, they pay you way more because they need the draw. They pay you way more because they need you to stay in there.
Also, remember in the early days, Nike had Michael Jordan, and they were so successful that they let him branch off.
Yeah, and they followed that blueprint of picking great talent and growing up with great talent, because the talent sells itself. Shoes, sells everything.
Like Adidas has like Messi, that's like right now one of the most legendary GOAT tier players in the sport of soccer. They got Damian Lillard, and you know, they got James Harden. They don't have any, I don't see them having anybody like that big time yet, you know, on the Adidas side, because like you said, Fred, everybody's more geared towards and getting pulled by Nike. But you know, I feel like at some point, you know, they're gonna pick right, and they're gonna select somebody that's gonna be, you know,
he's getting up there.
It's like stables. It's literally just stable of teams. It's like horse jockeying. So the other ones are getting good. There's people who are shifting the table now. Like other big names are getting younger.
I agree. Like as Donovan Mitchell, he signed with Adidas.
Yeah, that shoe was nasty, man. For the Marvel, bro, when Marvel did a contract with Adidas, I was like, what? What? Yo, the whole Marvel thing with Adidas was crazy. Dude, that's crazy.
It was dope. It was dope, but personally, I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like it? Dude, I love that. Dude, that thing was popping. Like, I like how Kyrie's shoes had, like, those really dope designs and styles, too. But, you know, having Marvel partner up with Adidas, you know, sports, anime, come on now. That's the epitome of Argy Bros now. You can't even refute that.
Is it?
You can't even refute that.
I ain't even ever seen them.
You never seen them?
They're the Captain Marvel.
Put it in the chat.
Oh, I gotta put you on. Wow, I didn't even know that. Yeah, that was a whole thing, bro. And it's still a whole thing.
Not as much.
Bro, some shit be costing $500-$600. I'm like, man, what?
Yeah, bro, I can't even get Kobe's.
Yeah, man, that's the price of Nike.
I'd be like, I could buy him, but why?
No,
I'd be like, every time, no offense, but like every time, man. I could probably take a plane trip and buy him on the other side of the sea cheaper and fly back and like take a big and get the shit cheaper from the source. You feel me, dog?
Is that a plan?
Possibly, dude. I can go over there and give you a few of them. Come back for cheaper.
God damn it, you're on to something, bro.
Get them from the store. Go out right outside the factory.
The FBI. Yeah. The FBI. They're gonna be, listening,
they're gonna
bro,
be selling like they're haggling tickets at a baseball game for some fries. Like freshly made Nikes, get them cheap while they're here before they cross to the U.S. where they almost 10 times the price.
Nah, Nike be like, okay, I'll give you $3 if you make 10 pairs. Sell them for 300.
Nah, you mean 10 cents? What you mean 10 cents a pair? 30 cents?
Damn.
What you mean they get paid like $3 a day?
Even better, nigga, we out.
I bet you they get paid like $3 a day, something.
Nah, I put the link in the chat. So you can see.
Oh shoot, they look crazy. I like them green ones. That remind me of my blue shoes. I paid like $200.
There's more than only one. I thought it was only the Captain Marvel, whatever.
No, it's like literally every. Oh, there's wow. An Iron Man. There's a whole bunch of them. And it's by different athletes too. It's not just Donovan Mitchell.
I seen those green ones, but I didn't know they were.
Them white ones are clean. They blinded me.
And that's just that's just his. There's other guys have their shoes with the Marvel.
We'll post a link at the end of this so y'all can see it too. People.
Ooh, yeah, those white purple ones go crazy.
Make sure you save that link graph.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my god, I want the orange one, bro. It's like fireworks and blossoms. Hella fire.
Wait,
they're only $100. I thought they'd be more expensive. I'm gonna buy this next month.
I need some better ball shoes.
Good look, dog. Good look. Oh my god. Oh wait, I can go all black with it.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, make sure you find one that fits.
Come on, they got size 14s, man.
In the style you want?
Yeah, in my orange blossom shit.
Nice.
Good look, bro. Got me some shoes.
Yeah, man. I was telling you, like, Adidas, they're coming up with new stuff to be able to grab attention of the market.
I'm still Nike, but I'll buy some Adidas. Gang, gang. Hey, I don't know who won, but hey. Adidas got some of my money, but Nike still got, like, in my heart. Like, I don't even love it like that, but it's just like, you know,
when you bought that shoe in the store. You heard?
I know, real talk, man. I gave that dude who sold it to me plenty too. He probably got like a good 10% commission or some shit.
Yeah, he made good.
I was like, man, like, whoa! I told him I only could find one pair, probably like 10 back there. I got him.
He picked the biggest one. He looked like he got money.
He came in
with his boys and they all got money. He the only one that don't got none. Let me make him force himself to make money.
He's a bet.
This is an easy picking. Easy.
Man, them shoes felt good too. And he was like, it was like 270.
Nah. When he said like,
come again?
Yeah, 250. I was like,
you take better care of your shoes when they cost the same as your car now, huh?
Oh my god. No, I'm opposite. I'm walking them shoes till they dry. Yo, shoes, yo, I'm wearing them shoes for like next 60 days after I bought them things. Boy, what you mean? But I almost could have slept them things. Hold on. I work from home and I still put my shoes on when I got to work.
Oh my god, I had to wear them things out.
What you mean?
But when you bought them shoes, I was like, you sure? Like, you sure? Like,
I ain't gonna let the cashier punk me. What's up? Get my card out.
Bitch, I got the bread. What are you talking about? I got the bread.
No, real talk though. I was like, dude, we're wasting so much time. I gotta get to the basketball court. And like, we already went to other shoe shops and stores. Like, fuck it, real quick. Cause I was just like, fuck it. I just wanted to go play ball real quick. You know what the really dumb thing was? I was like, I'll just return it after. But then I got in the car and I looked. And that's when I said, oh shit, if you take them out the box, you can't return it. You motherfucker. I was gonna return this shit. So that was a real kicker. I saved my receipt and everything, man. I'm planning to return them thing after I played in them.
All right, bro. I didn't wear them.
I get some wipes and wipe it off. I didn't wear them.
I didn't wear them. How do they smell like sweat? I didn't wear them. All right, I don't know. Rats got in there somehow. I don't know.
Brought them dang back. What you mean?
I guess that's what ends up happening when you lack, you know, those kind of interactions and whatnot. Because then it becomes hard to, you know, that's why I love Adidas. I don't got to worry about stuff like that. Plus, it's shoes that actually help me play ball. You know, like,
what am I wear these fire ass shoes? I got to do some wardrobe, but no.
Like, because I wear the shoes to play ball. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I play out with the homies. I love Dames. Yo, them shoes is... Ya lo saben.
That's the one right there. No, yeah. That right there is fire.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Since Kobe's are like $1,000 to buy, I think I'm gonna get some Curry's. Yeah.
They're expensive, man.
Oh, because of that reason? Because
he's dead and anybody is holding them and selling them for OD.
I wonder if there's somebody who has a complete Kobe collection that's now worth millions.
Most likely.
I bet they don't want to say it, though, because then they're gonna become targeted.
Exactly.
Because who wants to pay extra money for security on Kobe's when you're just securing it but not saying anything?
Mm-hmm. Like you said, they're not going to produce any more sneakers of his.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they said that like a year.
Which means they're controlling the market cap, thus increasing the pricing, making more money on each sale.
They make the last one called like the Mamba.
I think they're like canceling it because there was rumors and shit saying that Kobe was going to start his own sneaker shit.
Yeah. But you know, that's why I rock Adidas. They made a beautiful transition from a company that didn't really care too much about sneakers and basketball to a company that now is trying to also thrive and, you know, bet and find the right athletes that are gonna take over and whatnot. They're gonna get there at some point. You know, I wouldn't be surprised though if any of the other companies like Under Armour or Puma or even Reebok, if any of them actually start cranking up and start making good stuff.
All we have to do is ask. When you think of sports brand, what name do you think of? And like, pretty much 75% of people are gonna say Nike, and there goes the dilemma of brand.
Some might say Jordan.
Oh, that's true.
Nike.
You know, that's affiliate of Nike, of course.
But so still nowadays, Nike wins. But nowadays, kids don't know that. Gen Z doesn't know that.
It doesn't matter if they know it. Nike still wins.
That's so true. The new generation doesn't really pay attention much to who are the previous winners or losers. They're looking at who's winning now and who's exactly. doing good. They're like the TikTok, you know, they're like the fashion.
Yeah, exactly. Nike has all the young kids' minds already by owning the older people who are above them. So then the young kids grow up to be the people who our young kids are looking at, and they have them on their roster because they wanted to be Nike from young.
But if a young black or any male in the hood, they go to a shoe store, they go ask for Jordans, bro.
Yeah.
They're not gonna be like Nike, they're gonna be like, let me get some Jordans. Their mom gonna be like, nah, they're too expensive. Then they'll be like, all right, let me get some Nikes. That's what's gonna happen. Like some kids are actually like, you know, fans of Nike that wait for their day drops and everything, you know, but other kids, they just don't care. They just be like, okay, I like this colorway. What are they, Nike? Oh, they're not J's. Okay, they still look cool. Or in some cases, they'll be like, oh, you know, Nikes are still top tier, but they're not Jordan.
I feel like they're gonna get there once they have that breakout star that's gonna, you know, like right now, like the reason
it's
I feel
LeBron
like
the, James right now.
No, I feel like for Adidas, like because Damian is doing so good at playing ball right now that they're capable of putting so much time and effort into the shoes because he stays performing at that high tier of a level. You know, once they get that championship, I feel like at every sport, once you win a championship as a brand or as a company, it's like another level of like, I made it.
Could you verify all your fans' beliefs in you? And do you understand what that means? It means they get to completely celebrate and say, I was right. I have a hand in this. And so they want to buy paraphernalia regarding it. It's a total different level. Once you win a championship, you invoke the completion of the spell, basically being a fan. It's like, we believed him for so long, he finally won. And now they buy stuff because of that. It's a whole different mindset after that.
I think the world changed when LeBron won a championship in Miami. When Ray Allen hit that three, the whole world paused.
And that sea of white, man. That was a shot. Gotta give it a moment of silence.
I don't know. Adidas, Damian Lillard, yes, he is a top tier. But, bro, although Damian Lillard is a high performer, James Harden is still above him.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm just speaking that, bro.
I don't know.
There's too much Dame hype this year, fam. Dame is great, but he's not top two.
Nah, but I'm saying in the Adidas company. I'm saying in the Adidas company.
He's not two.
In the Adidas company, yes, he is.
Oh, are you talking about just Adidas?
Yeah. Like, do you see the promotion? They only promote OD about James Harden stuff. Rarely.
Bro, the shoe that Damian Lillard dropped the shoe just being petty on Paul George, remember?
Yes.
You know how much amount of pull you gotta have to do something like that? He's like, yo, Adidas.
That's why he's number two.
Let me rub it in this guy's face. Bad shot.
That's why he's number two.
Bad shot.
I don't know.
I wonder who sells more.
Yeah, I feel like if it's done more so based off of like percentage of growth, or if it's done on certain areas of sales, because obviously Nike does have a better vantage point with a bigger reach. Not to say that Adidas has a lesser reach, just they're a little bit more established. But in certain areas where it's like they're both new to the market, I feel like they're both selling an equal amount, because now companies are starting to take note.
But Nike is worldwide, bro.
Yeah, Adidas is worldwide too. You know, Messi is from Argentina playing in Spain. That's worldwide.
Yes, it is.
And
yes,
they sponsor, and Adidas sponsors not only, you know, games, sports, events, sponsorships, etc. You know, they sponsor teams, they sponsor stadiums, you know, just like Nike. So they both have their swagger to it, you know. That's what makes them both independent. You know, Adidas is simply, I feel like, since they have this new like chip on their shoulder, kid from the block mindset, that they're capable of executing that with you know, affordable content, affordable branding, you know, and things that are more relevant to the newer generation. You know, having shoes that are inspired by Marvel while the Marvel series is ongoing, and now it's like a frenzy type thing. That's rad, especially as an individual who loves that. You know, hello, come on now, Nico Pinkin. I love writing and nerding out and stuff like that. That's crazy. You know, I never would have thought, you know, like 10 years ago that I would have liked Adidas, because I always was team Nike, because Nike was always that dominant player in the field. But then when I started to realize that they started getting complacent, they stopped making good shoes, they just started re-releasing the same shoes over and over again and just changing the name. They weren't adding any jazz, they weren't adding any spice, they were just, you know, blah. Just like when the iPhone was just doing the same boring old thing, and just, you know, the iPhone 5, the iPhone 5S, iPhone 6, iPhone 6S, 7, 7S, like, and you're not doing anything new. You're just changing a little itty bitty, teeny, teeny, tiny thing. Like, you know, it's going to take a big change to be able to overcome that complacency.
You've been listening to Argue Brothers. We hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review to let us know what you think. Keep listening and we'll catch up with you next week.